three straight years now.
That's right. That's right. It's a very, very high class room. Very high character individuals. You know, you look at Mike, Marcus, and Pounce, or Marquise Pouncey, for those that don't know him like that. It's a great honor, and you know, Mike definitely deserves it. I mean, he's done a great job when he was in before he got injured. And, you know, it's a cool honor. I told him about it. You know, he's excited, so it's really cool.
I guess if the rest of the guys could stay healthy, you could see what all those three guys and the whole line looks like together at one time, right?
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been nice, you know, to have three back-to-back Rookie of the Years playing in their prospective sophomore and junior years. But those things happen. And, you know, those guys, I think, definitely coming up next year, both of those guys, Marcus and Mike, will definitely be ready for the challenge next year.
Do you worry what that means for you moving forward again, where you'll be at the beginning?
I don't. I've learned long ago not to worry. Above all else, I know I have the ability, and you know, God always has ultimate plans. So who knows where that'll lead?
Was Heath an easy choice for you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, you look at the numbers, his reliability. He just had an amazing year, and I've been fortunate to be his teammate for 8 years, so I've seen every single year. And this has been a great year for him. You know, of course, it didn't end on the note that you ever wish to once you win this award. But, you know, definitely we'll be keeping him in our prayers and trying to keep him uplifted as he goes through his knee rehab.
What kind of leader is he? I mean, he doesn't say a lot to us. I'm assuming he doesn't say as much.
Oh, what are you talking about? He talks to us all the time, man. He just doesn't like us. No. Heath is a leader that leads just by his work ethic. I mean, he has a tremendous work ethic, and he works so hard every single day. He comes out, you know exactly what you're getting with him, a consistent, consummate professional.
You take away all these injuries on that offensive line. I mean, how good can it be moving forward if you look in the future? Like you talked about the three rookies, but, you know, with you and a couple other guys there, it could be a totally different line.
I mean, I think we showed that at different points this year that this offensive line was dominant once you actually had a consistent lineup. But, you know, that wasn't in the cards for us. And, you know, we didn't have that consistency that you usually look for. Most offensive lines get to play a couple of years together before you really have injuries. And, you know, the last couple of years there's been a turnover rate of offensive linemen playing different positions. I mean, which is a blessing that you have guys with such experience, but also – you know, having that experience is not exactly always a positive every time if you know you're constantly doing it. But, you know, this line has a capability of being a really good offensive line, if not a great one. Guys can stay healthy.
Is it a tough week for you guys? Not too often. You're really not playing for a playoff position.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, when you look at it, there's two reasons why. One, it's Cleveland, and you never want to be swept by another divisional opponent. Then, secondly, you want to get to 500. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I've never been on a team below 500 my entire playing career since I've been a kid. So I don't plan on starting that now at this age. So that's definitely two motivating factors, I think, that push us through that.
It's also a week of reflection for this football team. Do you sit there while you're getting ready for this game, think back, you know, what could we have done differently? What could we have done better?
I don't think you can right now because that takes you off your purpose trying to win a game this week. I think, you know, after this week, next week, and moving forward, that's the time for reflection. But as long as there's still games on the schedule, you know, that's really the focus right now.
Max, obviously you want to play next year, but would you consider coming back if it's in a backup role to one of these young guys?
I don't think so. I mean, they're great young guys, and, you know, obviously with me being here, I would be in an advisory role. I don't know if I would really want to do that, you know. I would definitely love to come back and compete for a starting role, and if I lose a starting role, then be a backup. But, you know, that would be my primary goal. I think I'm still competitive. I'm not at that point where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to collect a year, trying to hang on. No, I'm a competitor. I play football and played every snap this season thus far. So, you know, I don't see that changing in the future.
If that meant going somewhere else, how tough a decision would that be, given your history here?
It'd be a tough decision, but, I mean, obviously, you know, when you draft two guys in the second round in consecutive years, kind of like the writing was on the wall, so to speak. So, I mean, I wouldn't exactly, you know, be too sad and upset about it. I mean, I had a great run. I mean, you know, 9 years here, gotten to play for – be a part of three Super Bowl teams and got a chance to grasp two of those Lombardis. So, I mean, it's an excellent career to have if I had to move on. And, you know, this will always be home for me. I mean, this is a place that my entire career was spent up to this point. And, you know, I have roots here. So I'll always be back in some form or fashion, you know, whether it's wearing the uniform or not.